thinking that these are all productive for the county as far as that goes. We think that there's cannibalism coming from when they do something. And so we want to be very cautious about that.
And those are my questions for him, but he can't answer them because he can't tell us what the project is right now.
No, but I agree with you. And so we need, from the county's perspective, we would really like to see you two commissioners on there and be very well informed, even though we know from the TIF process you can't vote anything down. But they need to be well informed from our perspective too. So from my perspective, I'd like to see two commissioners on there, so just so you guys know.
Mr. Schofield, I agree with that statement because I do the distribution of the TIF. I see the effect on our sales tax, and so I have a great concern that we need a representation there because we already know that the majority of the board is going to be made up of supporters of the city of Branson who ultimately end up making that decision. So I would hope that the Taney County Commission would have a strong voice in this meeting.
Well, everybody always talks about on the eastern side we're one county, but yet there's continuum bashing of Branson, who I represent.
I don't think I'm bashing it.
I don't have a problem with two commissioners being on there at all, but I think our comments can be probably. I don't think yours was, Mr. Finley. But you know, understand that I represent Branson, Hollister, and Ridgedale, and they do a lot of great things for this county. So, anyways.
Well, I want to say again, Brandon, I was not.
And I didn't say you.
I can say just one thing that, as we've learned from history, this process is much different, or the execution of the statute process is much different than what we might have seen in the past.
Right.
I can tell you that the but-for clause has to be, and more than likely will be, proven. That without this funding structure being put in place, this project does not happen. Cannibalizing of existing revenue is a concern.
It's a real deal. Yeah.
I can tell you without getting out of my lane that the majority, if not all, of this development is new to this market, and it is not a duplicate of something that already exists.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Move to a point, Ms. White. Did you want to be on that? Which is, I'm taking that you do, because of your knowledge and your history, you can bring a lot to the table, and so you're willing to serve.
Well, and because of my interest in the whole county, like what I have, like your statement, I have made that statement many times.
I understand that.
What affects the? We're all one, and if we have a good project, wherever it's at, it's going to help the whole county.
So, move to appoint Ms. Sheila Wyatt to the City of Branson TIF Commission.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Should I vote?
I would abstain.
No.
Motion carries. I'll make a motion to appoint Brandon Williams to the TIF Commission.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. I hope that wasn't too vague.
No, I understand.
Just know that the TIPS 101, that'll start the whole process. You'll be notified and just get back to them with the two appointments.
Well.
It's a public hearing. So currently, that's, again, that's got a timeline has to be adhered to. TIP 101 has to be scheduled, which should happen probably that, like, what is the week of the first week of the discussion? Yeah, but a public hearing will probably be until after the meeting. Cool. Yeah, as long as the timeline.
And Jonas, noted that many people from Walnut Shade, Pro Tem, Branson Creek, they shop at the TIF districts. They shop at the Branson shops and they.
Yes, yeah. I think once and again.
And
once,
some work
once
there.
See, mm-hmm. Once you see the numbers, I think everybody's shooting for a win-win here. So.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
We'll take up sole source declaration.
Thank you again, Commission. This project was requested to me by Taney County Sheriff Jimmy Russell, who I understand has been called away on an emergency. So he's not here this morning to assist me in presenting this. This is in reference to 201711-388. A sole source request declaration by you all for the purchase, a one-time purchase of an Inspire aerial drone. The sheriff presented me with criteria and details as required by our standard sole source process. The documents were completed correctly as best we could with an estimated cost of $8,840.66. The vendor that we'd like to recommend for declaration of sole source is DSLR Pros Incorporated out of Canoga Park, California. And according to the documentation and the sheriff's information, this particular vendor is the only source that can deliver this particular drone with the required software that is compatible with other law enforcement agencies in our area. He had done some research to assure that that was the case before I went ahead and moved forward with this documentation. As you know, we don't do too many sole sources unless there is. One thing that helps is when there's software involved that's proprietary or whatever. So I went ahead and advertised this in both local newspapers as required by RSMO. And I'm here this morning to present the following purchase request in the form of a notice of intent to declare single feasible source, sole source as defined in revised statutes of Missouri number 50.783.1. Subsequent to the request from the Taney County Sheriff, I prepared this information as just mentioned. It was released to the public on October the 28th, 2017, in both of those newspapers, advertised accordingly. A part of that advertisement requests that any responses either be hand-delivered in sealed package form, no electronic responses are allowed, or in-person responses here this morning. The sheriff, as well as myself, recommends DSLR Pros Incorporated as the single feasible source for this noted purchase, needed purchase. Allowing for all of this information that I've just explained, I'd like to ask if there's anyone present or anyone in the room that has any questions regarding this one-time purchase. Okay, based on the previous advertising and detailed information as presented, I'd like to make an announcement requesting that, in fact, if there is any person or persons here now who feels they or their company can immediately offer an alternative as a direct source to DSLR Pros Incorporated with the same product, identical as such, with the same financial benefits to Taney County, where this device can help assist the sheriff with his job regarding finding lost hikers or other subjects, then please come forward. Seeing no such person, before I ask for a formal recommendation for declaration, I do want to add in the minutes for the record that I have for the first time ever received an email response to this sole source from what we were able to identify as a third-party vendor who claimed to be able to offer this particular product. The sheriff had calls into that individual. It was late last week, and it was electronic. It was an electronic response, which is technically not allowed. We haven't heard back from that vendor, but I decided this morning to go ahead with this request for you all to declare this vendor as a direct source rather than a third-party vendor.
My questions would be, and I don't know that you can answer them, what is the purpose of having a drone? You said just in the end there, you said something about lost hikers, but is there any...
Yeah, the main thing that he said in his information is what are the consequences of not securing this specific product? Diminished service to the public by not being able to quickly search areas for lost or injured subjects. And then the overall benefits that a drone may have in the law enforcement realm. And that's what he has to offer, I'm sure. He was planning on being here in person and offering much more detail than that, as he normally would.
Does it have an expense? Does it have any amount at all to the expense of the drone?
Yeah, the amount, as mentioned a minute ago, was $8,840.66.
Is that for one?
Yep.
And the software at that time?
That's everything included.
And the software have to be updated how often? Don't know.
I'm not sure about that. I don't know if it would have to be. It's a one-time purchase, so there's no time frame on this as far as any agreement or contract, which I would have to engage the draft in for legal there. I do know that I had discussion with the sheriff based on what my schedule was, and I made some changes, as you all know, to try to get this put off a few weeks or more, and he was adamant about getting this approved and a purchase started as soon as possible.
I wonder, would we have any liability if somehow it was improperly, would we have any liability over the flying of it?
Yeah, I'm sure we all probably have a lot of questions for Sheriff Russell that you can't answer. So is this something we want to wait until he's able to meet with us?
I do have some questions. Presiding Commissioner, do you have any questions?
Well, I'd like to know the liability, and I guess would that fall under some of our insurance that we already, you know, how does that work?
Does it say if there's training with it, since it has software that says it's continual with the Sheriff's Department, does training go with that?
It does mention ongoing product software upgrades, labor, maintenance, parts, and repairs. I don't see training in his information. I'm guessing that these other surrounding agencies are using the same thing based on the way this is worded. Extensive research has been done, and other agencies in the area conform with this particular vendor, DSLR. My only concern on tabling it is with the schedule that you all announced this morning, it would be 2 full weeks before we'd be able to address it again, unless you wanted to have a call with the sheriff.
Is there 10 o'clock with the sheriff?
Yeah.
Will he be back by
then? He's gone to a funeral, right?
Yeah.
The funeral, I think, was at 10 this morning, and our appointment with him was what time?
10 o'clock.
At 10, so he's probably not going to... He'll probably reschedule it, I guess. The funeral's in Houston, this area.
Oh, okay.
I have some paperwork.
Okay. Oh, for the 10 o'clock issue?
Yes.
No.
Oh, okay.
So Scott's filling in for him. I hope he does a better job than I'm doing, because I've known Jimmy a long time, and I don't want to have to tell him that we're tabling this.
I mean, yeah, because there's all kinds of, isn't there like some FFA licensing that they have to get? I mean, and maybe not for law enforcement, but I know in the private sector, they have to have different licensing. So I would ask, I think Sheriff needs to be around before we approve a purchase like this to ask questions.
My only concern is the, you know, the legalities of the actual purchase itself, and that is, as a reminder,